busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train on us feeling near as faded
as my jeans. All right. So now you've met the candidates for the 8th Congressional District. I'm Mark Becker here on the Rational Revolution on the Civic Media Radio Network. What'd you think? Hey, if you want to compare the two, listen on anywhere you get your podcast, civicmedia.us. Share it, like it, all of that stuff. I think it'd be interesting to listen to Rick and then listen to Mark. Some pretty stark differences, I would think. You know, that was interesting. I'd love to hear your feedback as well. And kind of hear what your thoughts are. It's so frustrating. And I talked to Mark Scheffler last week, who is a candidate as well for this office, and Rick a little bit too. It's like, and then when Mark said, I'm going to hold my punches. Why? Like, there's so much to punch on. And it's not like you have to be punching each other on the Democratic side pre-primary, but we need to fight. And so kind of getting into the, I like what Rick said about, you know, farmers struggling and families struggling and people struggling. And Mark Scheffler said that too, you know, but like, good freaking Lord, man. This time where we're living right now, this is not normal. I mean, I'm getting notifications about how Donald Trump administration is going to the freaking Supreme Court to challenge, you know, the emergency declaration. I mean, look at this. The president is doing what he's doing all under the pretense of this feigned declaration of emergency. He literally is doing everything from tariffs to the immigration stuff to the deportation to all this stuff because he said that we are being invaded right now. Like, let's talk about that. Let's make Tony Weed and everyone else who's the Republican representative, let's make them answer these things. Because Lord knows they're not doing it at a freaking town hall. Lord knows. Thanks, Ken. You know, why are we going to talk to people that don't agree with us? It's your flipping job, bud. It's your job. And like, I want someone to come in this studio really pissed off about that. Because we should be. And we shouldn't be pissed off for Democrats. We should be pissed off for everybody. Upset for families that are having to pay more. And elderly and people with disabilities that are at risk of losing their doctors and losing their coverage and losing their insurance and being forced to have to abide by these BS rules that brainworm Robert F. Kennedy is coming up with. He's on the Capitol Hill today trying to have an answer as to why we're okay with, you know, completely shelving vaccine requirements for kids. What are we doing here? I want someone to come here and talk about, I'm running for this because this is crap. This is ridiculous. Science is gone. Truth is gone. Decency is gone. These are the things that make Wisconsin, Wisconsin. This is, we're at Wisconsin nice. No, we're not right now. This sucks. It's not okay. And I want someone to come in and run for these offices because they can say and articulate plainly, this is not okay. And it doesn't take someone with a master's degree in whatever the hell you want to have a master's degree in. It doesn't take a genius to say that this is not okay. This is crap. And that's what we need on the left right now. And you're talking about this about left, not about left versus right, it's about right versus wrong. It is so easy to articulate why this is wrong. And it doesn't take a myriad of sentences and big words and all of this stuff. All you have to do is open your eyes and show people, hey, do you think that it is okay for the federal government right now to be deputizing National Guard soldiers and sending armored personnel carriers into cities and areas that don't want them there? Is that okay? Like, I remember in history class when I was in high school talking about Kent State, and one of the huge reasons why Kent State was such a flashpoint was because National Guard was deployed and used their weapons against civilians. We're damn close to that right now. We have National Guard on the ready to walk into the city of Chicago. Is that okay? Like, is that, do you feel good about that? Is that okay? And I think there is enough people in the middle, even on the right, that can look at those issues and be like, yeah, boy, geez. No, that's not okay. Is it okay that we're using this fantasy declaration of emergency because we're being invaded to take tariffs and slap them against every single freaking country in the world, except for Russia, of course, because why would we do that? And throw these tariffs against the wall and pretend that it's not going to hurt us. That is hurting every single family, left, right, center. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter where you pay taxes. It doesn't matter who you vote for. That hurts you. That's hurting you. It's killing farmers. These immigration raids are killing farmers and factories. And it is making your life more miserable because you have to pay more for just about everything that you buy. Is that really okay? Are you okay with that? Well, I'm not okay with that. I want that to stop. Right? These are common sense arguments. These are not extreme ideas. And you don't have to be on the extreme side of anything to look at this and say, that's wrong. And the beautiful thing is, Tony Weed and all the other Republicans, they are on the extreme side. It's not rocket science. It's not hard. The Republicans right now are rubber stamping extremism every day. And we shouldn't do that. Period. That's where we should be. I thank you all for listening every week to the Rational Revolution and the Civic Media Radio Network. Civic Media, thank you so much for allowing me to blab every week. And thank you to Rick Crossan for spending some time with us. I hope you enjoyed the show, and we will see you next week.